in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
A very happy Football Friday, Motown Friday to you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Very excited about this show. Hanford Dixon stops by, makes his usual visit. We'll talk about what has been really one of the bigger topics of the week, the rookie symposium. The NFL has picked Northeast Ohio and did so this entire week, actually ends this weekend, as the location for the first time of the 15th annual rookie symposium. And it's a big deal. You had the rookies from all 32 teams in town, and over the course of 2 days this week, Tuesday and then today, the rookies from these are the drafted players from the NFC, the AFC, were here in Berea. We're here at the Browns practice facility. Very cool today. The AFC was here, and of course that included the Browns 2012 draft class. But the kids, is a Play 60 event. So the players took the kids through these drills, started this morning and spent about half the day doing this, took them through these drills. And the kids were the children of people serving in the military, all five branches, and the Ohio National Guard. Families of those kids were out on the field, or the kids were on the field representing those families. And you had the family members, some of them in the area, in town, in uniforms, and that was very cool to see, surrounding the field, taking it all in, watching their children, taking photos. And the players were so gracious, so great. You'd be very proud, of course, of the Browns group, but really proud of the entire groups of rookies from both the NFC and AFC, because they were into this. And during the course of the show, you're going to hear from a couple of the Browns players who took part in this, Mitchell Schwartz and James Michael Johnson, among the Browns rookies, just getting their takes on this whole symposium event. It's critical. It's great information that these guys get to hear. They've been gathered in Aurora at the Bertram Hotel since this began last Sunday. The NFC group was there first, and then and the AFC group came in. Normally, they've done this in one whole deal with all 32 clubs, but they broke it up this year to change the format a little bit, made it a little more intimate. And I was down in Aurora last night, after last night's show, just to check out what was going on there, also helping out with SiriusXM NFL radio broadcast. We also were doing that today. And it was fun to, again, chat up all the different players and find out what they're taking from this, from Andrew Luck, the top overall pick, to, you know, a lot of other different players who are here, and just get their perspectives on what they're getting out of it, because they've heard cautionary tales from the likes of Terrell Owens, from the likes of Adam Pac-Man Jones, guys who have screwed up off the field, who have screwed up financially. Primarily, this is it covers a lot of things. I mean, it covers a lot of areas where a young man can get himself in trouble. Financial management is one of the biggest, messing that up. In your early 20s, messing up with financial management, probably not a shock, especially when your mind, when your focus is trying to be on being a football player and doing the thing that you know how to do, which is play the game. You're not necessarily, and most of us aren't, experts in that field, and then the trust that you place in those who say they are, claim they are, often being family members or friends. You heard Bernie Kosar go off on this earlier in the week, beginning of the week, his own experiences and seeing what still happens to young players today. So that's why the league does this thing, and it's a good thing, and it was great that it was held here in our, literally in our backyard here in Berea for these Play 60 events. The players, again, having a ball with the kids on the field, then having lunch with them afterward, kids getting a chance to sign autographs. But, you know, it wasn't even like a, I don't want to cheapen it by saying it was an autograph event, because it was much more than that. They were engaging with these guys. They were talking with them, you know, breaking bread and literally having conversations and just having fun, just kicking and enjoying it while they could. A very relaxed atmosphere. So that was enjoyable, and we'll get into that as well. Our alumni spotlight segment, that's something else we love to do on this show, and we tend to do that on Fridays as well. Mike Lucci, you remember that name? He was a star linebacker in the NFL, the bulk of his career, 9 years with the Detroit Lions as a middle linebacker. But the reason he's on our show is because he spent his first three seasons as a Cleveland Brown, and he was a standout. He was good enough to be part of a championship team. He wasn't such a standout that the Browns saw fit to hang on to him at the time, but they made a trade, changed position, made a trade, and, of course, for Mike Lucci, it ended up paying off handsomely, but very interesting guy. Interesting guy, and we got a hold of him, and we're going to talk with him on this show. So I think you'll enjoy that as well. We always enjoy your questions, your comments, the ones you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. And we'll get to Facebook question from Mark. He asked me, who does Trent Richardson remind me of? Craig Pruitt or Jim Brown? Those are the two he puts out there. You know, I hesitate to make a comparison with, first of all time great like Brown and another outstanding accomplished back like Greg Pruitt. I hesitate because they've done it and this guy hasn't played the NFL down yet. But his collegiate running and his style, I think, is pretty unique. There's some similarities. It's a little less than Brown in the sense that I don't see him as quite that consistent power guy, even though he has power. And I think he's got some finesse of some other backs that you mentioned, Pruitt. I mean, other backs have, because he's got that speed to the outside, that elusiveness. So he goes into the hole but can move in the hole. There's some wiggle to his game. But there's tremendous power, which is where that Brown-like approach, you know, comes to mind when you're watching him run. But yeah, I just see sheer explosiveness. I just see something that's unique to him, a little bit of everything and everybody. I think it's his versatility that stands out to me the most. All right, we have got much more coming up for you. The top dog himself on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Hanford Dixon. We're going to sit down and chat a little bit about the Browns. Always a fun thing to do. Stick around with us on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Browns fans, unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today.
Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
Norwegian eagles can dance. I'll send you the link.
Happens every time. The essence of spicy mango in my lady friend's fresh seasonal beverage brings a smile to her face that is mesmerizing, like the love sonnet of a Grecian mermaid. Ah, perfect. Our Mussels Josephine has appeared for 9:30. Prince Edward Island mussels are sautéed in basil and wine sauce to create a taste as flawless as a unicorn's tear or a splashless dive.
How timely. It's the ahi tuna with jasmine rice.
Just 15:30. I knew a jasmine once. She was perfect. And as this tender ahi melts in my mouth, I realize something else is melting. My heart.
Never before at Bonefish Grill. Try our summer cast for just $19.90. Enjoy succulent lobster tail, shrimp, and scallops. Two sides and a salad. Now through June 30th.
Game, set, match. Made in heaven.
Bonefish Grill. Happiness here. In Cleveland at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Lake County Captains Baseball is 10 years old this year. Join us for a very special season at Classic Park as we celebrate our diamond anniversary all season long. Help us relive and make new memories with promotions like
Buck Night Mondays, Feed Your Face Wednesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Friday and Saturday fireworks, and Family Fun Sundays. For ticket schedule and promotion, visit captainsbaseball.com and find us on Facebook to wish us a happy anniversary.
Come celebrate 10 years of family memories.
With the Captains.
This is a Motown Friday, right? This is a Friday where Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, pulls out the Motown collection and uses it for our rejoin music throughout the show. Truly my favorite day of the week, primarily for that reason, my favorite show of the week. They're all my favorite. I love them all. You know, it's like trying to say, which kid of yours do you love better? But Friday's special because of it being a Motown Friday. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment, oh, by the way, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, because this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Well, we're so pleased to have with us now one of our regulars, Hanford Top Dog Dixon. Hanny, how you doing?
I'm good, Vic. How are you?
I'm doing great and wonderful to have you with us on this Friday where the Rookie Symposium is having its second day here in Berea. Really an amazing thing to get these players. Today was the AFC's day, the draft picks from all the AFC teams showing up, doing a Play 60 event with all the kids. Amazing stuff there. But I want to talk with you about the big picture of the symposium, and which has taken place all week long.
Well, I have a question for you before me real quick. Sure. I want to know, how did you pull that off? How did you get that here in Cleveland?
And you bring up a good point. The fact is, of course, that it's happening in Aurora, so right down the road, but it's the whole opportunity to get these players with the kids and finding the best place to do it, you know, the fields here available, I think is part of it. Having these guys in Aurora close enough to where they can go to Canton, which they've toured to get closer to the history of the game. I really like the way the league has handled this, but this is the bigger thing. What this is for, ultimately, to give these guys life lessons, cautionary tales, all that can go wrong for them in life as an NFL player. Hanny, when you played in this league, there was nothing like this back then. There's only been 15. This is only the 15th annual event. And I want to know, first of all, how much you would have liked to have had something like that as a player, if you would. And B, you know, where did you guys get your advice?
Well, I can tell you this. The league and the commissioner is just so good right now at these type of things. As you mentioned, first of all, I'm glad it's here in the area. I mean, I really am.
It's a nice cool.
It really is, and it's another thing that I think is good for the city. But you know, again, yeah. one of the most important things. Again, you mentioned that is close to the NFL Hall of Fame, and where all the rookies, I know, expiring guys want to end up finish their career. But you're right, Vic. It was not there. That avenue was not there for a guy like me when I came in the league. And boy, how I wish it it would have been there, because obviously it brings these guys in and just give them pretty much just sit them in a classroom and just teach them the ins and outs of the NFL and the importance of everything that's going on in the NFL. And see, we didn't have that opportunity. What myself, when I came into the league, we had guys that we had to lean on, a lot of veteran players, guys like Ozzie Newsome or Clay Matthews, or also Brian Sipe or Greg Pruitt, guys like that. That, you know, when I was a rookie, when I came in, guys that I looked up to, guys that my eyes got real big. Even if they said hi to me, it got me excited. And that's where we had to go to and try to get advice to, from, you know, like things going on around the NFL city, things to do, things not to do, things that are very important, things to keep you out of trouble, yeah. And not to get in. And that's why I say this thing is just so important to these guys today. And it's an avenue that the league is using and bringing and having these guys learn this stuff. And it's just invaluable.
And it could be argued that it's a different time for these players in the sense of the money that's being paid, especially to the level of where you were picked at the time and where the comparable player would be picked now would be getting a whole lot more of millions of dollars of signing bonus. I don't want to make you feel bad about that, but we know that's a fact. But relatively speaking, the things such as fame and attention and all that goes with being a pro athlete, you were exposed to that every bit as much. It may be, again, different scale, but the risks were out there for everybody. And there's no perfect way to keep players from trouble. Sometimes guys just have a knack for finding it, or it will find them wherever they are. But to prolong your career, you don't last as long in the league as you did, have the success that you had, without somehow having some sense of avoidance. And I'm not saying everybody was perfect.
Right. Well, and also with me, I mean, and I, you know, a lot of these guys are coming up today, and you know, they don't have the mom and the dad in the household.
Right.
I mean, let's just be frank about it. And I was fortunate to have my mom and my dad, both of them. I mean, they were just when I got out of line, they didn't have a problem, you know, pulling me to the side and putting me back in line, or any other adult had that opportunity to pull me back in line. And you know, these guys today, it's just trouble is a lot easier to get into. I mean, it really is. I'm not saying it wasn't when I was playing, but it is really a lot easier today to get into. And they really have to be careful, and a lot of these guys are aware of this.
Yeah.
And it's gotten much better. But see, again, it all goes back to the league and the commissioner and the teams doing what they need to do. As far as awareness and keeping these guys straight. And that's been the big plus right now with the NFL, with this drive, keeping everybody straight.
Yeah, having a guy like Aaron Shea, who oversees this aspect of it for the Browns, a former player who can relate to these guys, and he's, you know, like the shepherd. I mean, he's for these players, and he helps walking them around a lot of the problems that they encounter, or get them help for certain things away from the field.
And also, and I agree with that. And also too, Vic, when you look at it, you look at the coaching staff. You look at, for instance, I guarantee you, Mike Holmgren's door is open to each and every player.
Oh, yeah.
Each and every player. What a better resource. I mean, if you're having a problem or if you have a question, a guy like that, you can just walk into his office and ask these questions or ask for advice on certain things. He's there. And again, I talked about a lot of these coaches. On the staff, you got some coaches that have played in the NFL, that have been through it.
Right.
And these guys also, you know, they're like that big brother to a lot of these guys. And then also there are some veteran players on this team. So it's a great mix, great combination of coaches, players, and there's a lot of advice to go around.
Hanford Dixon joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm glad you brought up the coaches, because I wanted to ask you about something I discussed last night on the show with Michael Regei, and that is the changes on this staff and what they'll mean to the success on the field. One of the changes, and I want to start with this just because it is your wheelhouse, but in the secondary, you have Tim Houck, there. You had Jerome Henderson before he moved on to the Dallas Cowboys. Hauk comes in to replace him. And I always thought Jerome did a wonderful job, and I'm sure he's going to help the Cowboys tremendously. But Tim Hauk, it's a different perspective, right? Because the safety that he was as a player in the league, and he played, I think, seven different teams in his career. But the one consistency was hard-hitting guy and brings that mentality. And I've talked with him about this, and I know you know about this about him, that his intention with these players is to buy into that approach legally, hitting people, but making that forbidden territory in the secondary, creating that intimidating presence, if in fact you can do that. And I just wanted your thoughts on how players sort of accept that and how you can translate that from coaching to action on the field.
Well, and first of all, you know, obviously these guys in that secondary have a lot of respect for him. I mean, because you're looking at a guy that has been there, a guy that's done it, a guy that's that have really, really put his body on the line,
yeah.
Not just one play, but every single down, every single play. A guy that's well respected around the league, not just as a player, but also as a coach. And when you as a player see that you have your coach or your leader in your meeting room with those kind of credentials, I mean, you cannot help but want to learn. You cannot help but listen and tune in to every single word and everything that's coming out of his mouth. And what you do is you believe in him. You believe everything he's saying because you know it's a guy that's done it. You know it's
right.
A guy that's been there. You know it's a guy that I'm telling you, that will lay a hit on you, and a guy that's telling you, whatever he's telling you, you will believe it, Vic. And these guys, I tell you, they look up to him, and I know when I played, you know, there was guys that I looked up to, guys that I respected, guys that I believed in, and Tim is that type of guy.
Yeah.
And just you'd be crazy not to listen to him or want to know, learn from him and know everything that he's saying.
No, you're right. It is definitely that mindset and mentality of both, of not just, again, aggressiveness, but doing, there's coverage. I mean, there's all the things that go into being a defensive back, and hopefully a guy who played the position as well as you did among these young people playing for the Browns, young other than say a Sheldon Brown, but mostly a young group.
And you know what I always thought, Vic? You know, I knew that I was a pretty good cornerback. I knew I was a pretty good player, but I always had the mentality and always thought that I don't care who it is. Or who that person is, or I can always learn something from that player,
yeah,
from that
yeah.
person.
And the teaching of the staff, Dick Geron, as the coordinator, a former player,
oh,
and
that's,
you know,
another one.
Go down the list, right? I mean, Ray Rhodes is here as he offers his advice and input, played and coached in this league. So there's a lot of there's a wealth of knowledge and background on the entire staff, but especially as we talk about this defensive side. Great stuff, Hanford, as always, and we will catch up with you again next week.
You got it, partner. Talk to you later.
He is Hanford.
Woof.
Top Dog Dixon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Save on hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, like 0.9% financing on Liberty Certified Fords. That's 0.9%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion Stone.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loo.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cobb, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a loo.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about five times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know that a clean engine helps improve fuel economy? Did you know that reduced engine deposits help improve fuel economy? Cleaner intake valves? That helps improve fuel economy too. That's why all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically formulated to help clean intake valves and vital engine parts. To help your engine run cleaner, smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Gasoline that works smarter for you. Think clean.
It's time for the MMA Minute. Now, with the latest mixed martial arts news, here's the host of Inside the Cage, Jordan Sherwood.
At UFC 147 on Saturday night, Rich Ace Franklin outpointed Vanderlei Silva to win a unanimous decision in their main event fight. Franklin had taken the fight on short notice, replacing an injured Vitor Belfort, and Franklin survived a late second-round barrage from Silva to get the win. Also on Saturday night, Fabricio Werdum blasted Mike Russell in a heavyweight bout, claiming his stake to be amongst the heavyweight elite. And on Friday night, Gray the Bully Maynard won via split decision over Clay Guida in a lightweight main event. However, the fight was highly criticized for lacking action by UFC President Dana White, something unfamiliar to both Guida and Maynard fights in the past.
That's the MMA Minute, presented by McCarthy's Downtown, the best place to watch UFC 148 on July 7th with no cover charge. McCarthy's Downtown.
Change, change, change.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, the Motown Friday version of this show. Vic Carucci with you till the very top of the hour. As I mentioned at the top of the show, today was a special day here in Berea. We had all of the drafted players in the AFC, including the Browns, of course, but all of the drafted players who are in Northeast Ohio as part of the 2012 NFL Rookie Symposium, which is taking place in Aurora, but they broke out the sessions from there twice this week, Tuesday to come to Berea, Tuesday with the NFC, today with the AFC. And the event was a Play 60 event, so getting kids out there with the players in each team's group. So they're broken down by team, obviously, and then you have the 16 teams gathered on the practice fields, on the Browns practice fields, with each team overseeing a different drill. And then the kids rotate around these drills. Well, and today the kids are children of those serving in the the five branches of the military, which is wonderful, of this country, as well as the Ohio National Guard. So the parents, a lot of the parents of those folks were watching. And some of those parents, I talked with a couple of the wives here whose husbands are deployed, so they couldn't see it, but mom was getting, you know, all the video clips she could get, all the photos they could get, and really precious, really great stuff. So a couple of the Browns who were part of this, Mitchell Schwartz, the tackle drafted by this team, as well as James Michael Johnson, the linebacker. Well, we spoke with them and tried to get a perspective on not just the event today, but really the symposium in general. And Schwartz was asked what his biggest takeaway has been from the symposium.
I just don't make the same mistakes that other people have already made. You know, they bring a lot of guys back who have both been successful and also guys who have done the wrong things and who are now successful. And so you want to take, obviously, with the guys who have done it right, what they've done right, the guys who have made the mistakes, you learn from them, and so you don't apply it to yourself. It's kind of crazy how much money people have blown in their careers. I think that's one of the more, like, shocking things when you just realize, you know, how much money people spend, what they spend it on. Obviously, you like to have money throughout your whole life, so you don't want to go ahead and do those same bad decisions.
And because the focus today in Berea was the players working with kids, Schwartz was asked to offer the advice that he would give kids beyond just football advice.
I say just have fun. I mean, as a kid, it's all about having fun. I mean, I was lucky my parents didn't really force me into too much. They kind of just let me decide what I wanted to do. Although they kind of did push me into football, so obviously that was a good decision on their part. But yeah, I mean, just have fun with it. I mean, I think, you know, once you start to get more serious, you get into college, then you can you start taking things a little more seriously. I mean, my high school football team wasn't the greatest, so I can't say we were like a powerhouse. And, you know, obviously we were high school, and I got to college, and you ramp things up a lot. So as a kid, it's all about having fun. You know, if you want to play multiple sports, play multiple sports. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, I mean, you should tell your parents. If you're not having fun, you shouldn't be doing it. So just do whatever makes you feel good, really.
And this is what James Michael Johnson, the linebacker drafted by the Browns, had to say about what his favorite part of the rookie symposium is.
My favorite part is probably the skits we do in the mornings and afternoon, you know, seeing the situations, you know, play out like they would in real life. So it's crazy, you know, seeing stuff like that. And talking to, like, T.O. and stuff like that and hearing their experiences, Pac-Man, stuff like that, it's really cool. I like it. It answers a whole bunch of questions that I had, you know. So it's just, I'm learning everything every day. I'm trying to take as much notes as possible, trying to just, you know, be as interactive as I can. So it's very good. I'm glad I have it this year.
And here's what JMJ would have to say to kids on how to get to where he is in the NFL.
Just to set out a goal, a short-term goal and a long-term goal, and just work at that goal every day. That's what got me here, so I think that'll help anybody.
Good stuff from both Mitch Schwartz and James Michael Johnson. A special thanks to our own Danielle Lavelli for her help in getting that sound to you. And we have got much more coming up. Our alumni spotlight segment. Great feature that we have on this show for you on this Motown Friday edition. Mike Lucci, former Browns linebacker, former Lions linebacker. We're going to get caught up with him and also just have him reflect on a very interesting career in the National Football League. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month, and get a complimentary two-year, 30,000-mile maintenance plan. That's $199 plus a no-charge maintenance plan. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View in Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Browns fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
Stop by Maggiano's Little Italy at Beachwood Place Mall for happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 until 6 p.m. for amazing 3 to 6 specials. Draft beer only $3. Delicious flatbread pizzas only $4. Stonebridge and Mondavi wines by the glass only $5. And don't forget, Maggiano's specialty cocktails only $6. Happy hour at Maggiano's Monday through Friday from 3 until 6 p.m. Enjoy the bar and lounge or dining room. Maggiano's at Beachwood Place.
This Saturday, for the first time in over 20 years, two Cleveland football legends are back together again. The great running back duo of Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack carried the ball thousands of yards in tandem for Cleveland. And now they've teamed up again to get the ball rolling at the all-new Mentor Mitsubishi, 8505 Mentor Avenue. Biner and Mack will be taking photos and signing autographs with the best fans in football from 10 a.m. till 12 noon this Saturday. Stop into Mentor Mitsubishi, say hi, and relive some great football memories. It's also your chance to score some savings. If you rush in this Saturday, you'll get a guaranteed minimum $3,500 for your trade towards a brand new Mitsubishi. Plus, special financing on any new 2012 Mitsubishi model. So come meet Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon. And get the details on great deals at Mentor Mitsubishi, the all-new location at 8505 Mentor Avenue. Call 440-534-5000. 440-534-5000. Or visit MentorMitsubishi.com.
You gotta smile on Friday. Oh, you gotta love Motown Friday. Good tunes, Dave Vitale. Click on here on the playlist. And Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans. They start at only $99. You decide your Browns game plan, choosing the biggest names and the biggest games while saving over single-game ticket prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Well, very pleased to have with us right now for our alumni spotlight segment, Mike Lucci. Now, you know that name as one of the all-time great linebackers in NFL history. Made his mark as a Detroit Lion, but before he got to the Lions in 1965, spent 3 years as a Cleveland Brown. First of all, Mike, welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and as you discuss the Cleveland Browns, it brings back fun memories. And, of course, it was the only championship I played in. It's the only one Cleveland's had for many, many years. So.
Yeah, 1964, they draft you as a fifth-round pick from Tennessee in 62, and you're with them for those three seasons, 62, 63, 64. I want to start there. There's so much to talk about with you, but I want to start there. So you're aboard with this team. Paul Brown brings you to Cleveland. And give me the background, because you know what position you started at. You're a guy who had the versatility of being able to play in the middle and the outside. But what was your original position when you started with the Browns?
Well, when Paul drafted me, he talked about as an outside linebacker. He drafted me as a junior, and so I played my senior year at Tennessee. So I was in the fifth round as a future, which you know you didn't leave and go and play it back in those days. But anyway, as a rookie, I came in and I started every game as the outside linebacker. Played on every special team, and I snapped for punts. So it was one of those things that Paul certainly got his money's worth, and it was a great experience for me. I mean, it was incredible.
And like you said, you got to be part of a championship team in '64. Through the course of your three seasons, because you said you were an immediate presence on that defense. Some of the things, of course, for you changed, right? Because there was a coaching change as well with Blanton Collier coming in. Explain how that impacted you and how things went down in '64.
Well, Blanton came in and he saw me as a middle linebacker, and of course. He had some great vision, and I didn't totally agree with it at that time because I was going from starting every game to middle linebacker and fighting, for playing time. And so I ended up going in the middle. Vince Costello was a middle linebacker at the time and doing a very good job. So what had happened was I played on special teams. I played on the goal line defenses. And I really went from starting every game to not playing as much as I would like to play, but it was a great camaraderie there. I mean, we had I came in with Gary Collins, and we had Frank Parker, and we had a bunch of guys that I got to know, and of course all the stalwarts that were there, and Galen Fiss and and Schaffner was there, and I mean, Bernie Parent. So it was a team that was very close, and obviously Jim Brown and that whole offense that Frank Ryan led ended up leading us onto a championship.
Yeah, a tremendous experience for you in that respect. But then comes the reality of football life, which is you don't really get to control your destiny as much as you would like. You're a Cleveland Brown for those three seasons, and then all of a sudden you find out one day you're going to join the Detroit Lions. I know there's a hell of a story behind this. Tell me about it.
Well, I think a little of it is maybe my Italian background is like when you're it's like you have family, and the Cleveland Browns, when I was there those 3 years, it was family, and we played an exhibition game out of town, and we were on the plane coming back, and they told me I'd been traded, and so they told me the trade was I went to the Detroit Lions, Earl Morrow went from Detroit to the New York Giants, and Ewitz Barnes went from the Giants to Cleveland. So it was it was devastating. You know, it was almost like you'd been rejected. I didn't even think about it. And, this was a team I was playing for, and I expected to play there, you know, who knows for how long. But obviously it turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Right, because you got that opportunity to join the Lions and make a name for yourself, establish yourself as one of the all-time great linebackers in this game, and we're going to get to that. We're visiting with Mike Lucci. He joins us on our alumni spotlight here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Mike, when you get to the Lions, what's the situation there, and did you immediately see the door open for you? Because, from 65 to 73, you would establish yourself as an all-conference guy, an all-NFL player, a Pro Bowler. What did that pathway look to you?
Well,
once
actually,
smoke cleared?
It was, I was traded to Detroit. I got there on a Monday, and we were playing back in Cleveland on either Thursday or Friday night. And Joe Schmidt was still playing middle linebacker, and so they now put me back on the outside. So I played outside linebacker, and Wayne Walker was on the left side, and I came in and I played on the right side. So it was kind of not funny, but it was I went from being moved to middle linebacker, I'm back at the outside linebacker, and the same week I go back to Cleveland, and they let me start the game, and it was pretty interesting as they introduced me. I mean, I had all these cheers, and it was almost like it made it even worse that I was traded from Cleveland to Detroit. But it was, as I said before, it was a great thing. And, of course, the next year Joe Schmidt retired. He became the linebacker coach, and I moved into the middle. And him being my coach at that time, I think, was a lot to do with my success. And then the next year he became the head coach. So, you know, it turned out to be a perfect situation for me, and got a lot of time. And we ended up with a defense that was either number one or number two for quite a few years.
Right, and you had some very interesting teammates like Alex Karras on those teams. As you were mentioning, it was kind of the defining team or defense of grit and toughness and all that it represented. But you, as a middle linebacker, Mike, you were known for toughness. You played through, I'm sure, a lot of injuries, and that is a position of collision and so forth. And I think also the glamour and glory of that spot, when you think of yourself, the Dick Butkuses, the Nitschkes. I mean, it was the middle linebacker spot. I know it's still a position of high attention, I guess, in the NFL. But it just seemed like you were playing it in an era when it also seemed to have much more of a defined sense of this is the heart of the defense.
Well, the difference is that back then we played every play, and if they took somebody out, it was an outside linebacker, and they put in a defensive back. You know, today the middle linebackers, in many cases, they play first down or second down. If it's a passing down, they come out. So those years, I mean, it was Novus, Butkus, Nitschke, myself were in there. And I mean, it was really a tough group to crack, but there was a lot of competition, and you got to be the heart of the defense. I called all the plays. I was the captain, and I wouldn't trade those times for anything. And I think that as I look today, it's more of a specialized. And I think that even the middle linebackers today and all the linebackers, because of the spread and how they throw the football, is that it's their, you know, responsibilities have changed, you know, quite drastically.
And even though there were no championships won by those Lions teams, the players like yourself, like Alex Karras, got some recognition, and the team itself was noteworthy because you became the subject of a book that George Plimpton wrote when he had that experience where, as a Sports Illustrated writer, came aboard for a preseason to see what it was like to be a quarterback. I, you know, having that reality sort of TV moment in the NFL today, I couldn't envision someone doing that necessarily, but back then it happened, and then the movie was put together. Alan Alda plays the part of George Plimpton. You get to play yourself. Alex Karras and other teammates play themselves. Joe Schmidt in that as well. Just give me a little recollection of what that was about and kind of the national attention that the Lions team received.
Well, the actual season was 1963, and I wasn't there, but Plimpton was there, and you know, we tried to recreate that. We actually did it after the 66 season, and we went down to Florida, and we filmed there for 6 weeks, and, you know, somebody asked me, what did you think it was like? I says, well, it was like being in college with money in your pocket, so it was we had a lot of fun doing it, Alan Alda. And you know, we end up coming back, and we filmed another 2 weeks here in Detroit, and then we went to St. Louis and actually tried to recreate some game, play where it was actually a game going on, and they would flash into the stands, and then it pan to some other a real game, and then come back, and it was a lot of fun. It was very interesting, and it was almost a little like Alan Alda paralleled Plimpton, because the more he played quarterback, the more he started believing that maybe I could do this. This is not so bad. It's kind of easy. So, you know, and there was a couple of times we kind of knocked him around a little bit, and I can remember the director screaming and yelling, and, you know, we're going to, you know, screw up everything. And we had a bar scene once. We took him out and
right.
started talking, and we got him drunk in the bar scene, and we actually got him drunk because they had beer there. We start joking around, and it took about 4 hours to film it. And by the time the 4 hours were up, I had to take him out. We worked all night instead of taking 4 hours. It took 8 hours. And
I remember the scene, and I didn't. I thought it was just all play acting, but it was real, huh?
A lot of it was real.
It was
fun.
That's cool.
But you talk about going back and looking at defenses, and you know, we had probably the first fearsome foursome. You had Roger Brown, and you had Alex Karras, you had Darius McCord, and Bill Glass was there, Sam Williams was there. So, you know, and then Roger Brown got traded to the Rams, and he played with Merlin Olsen and that fearsome foursome. So, I mean, we had a great defense, and Barney came in, and, you know, we ended up, in 1970, going to their playoffs there, and we got beat 5-0 by Dallas, and that was our chance for a Super Bowl. And I always kid people and say, well, you know, their goalie had a better day than ours.
That's awesome. Now, after football, Mike, after you retired, you had great success as a business executive, an entrepreneur. You were the former president of Bally Total Fitness, correct?
Actually, I went to work for a company called Dick Tanney, and that became Health and Tennis Corporation of America. And then they were bought out by Bally. And,
okay.
You know, I started there while I was still playing in 73, and all of the buying out occurred around 1990. So at that time, there was a big transition going on, and it was kind of interesting that, you know, we had all were running different areas and stuff like that. And there was a fellow by the name of Arthur Goldberg that put $4 or $5 million into it and found out that there was a lot more problems than he thought. And he ended up taking over as the chairman of the board. He came into a meeting one time, and he started pointing around the room, and he said, "You guys are overpaid and underworked." And he went around the room, and he just kind of just challenged everybody. And when it came to my turn, I just told him, I said, "You know, I've been paid very well, but I'm not underworked." And I said, you know, you need to know what you're talking about before you start telling people that they don't work hard enough. And I think that was what really got me the job as a president of the company.
Wow.
And as a chief operating officer, because a year and a half later, almost everybody else was gone, and except, you know, a couple of the core people. And from there on, I became the president of the company, and I stayed there until 1997, 98.
You did a little work as an analyst for the Browns, or excuse me, analyst for the Lions broadcast on WJR Radio in Detroit. You did some work for NBC, so you've had a taste of the media. You've really been a renaissance man. You've kind of dabbled in a lot of different things, Mike.
Yeah, I did a lot of, you know, it was fun. I did the radio for 3 years and at that time, and then I was at the Bogey Busters tournament in Dayton, Ohio. And they were talking about, you know, you should be on TV and this and that. And so I ended up talking to some of the executives from NBC that were actually there. So the next year I ended up going with NBC, and we went and had an orientation. And one of the players who was making the transition at that time was O.J. Simpson.
Mm.
So it was pretty interesting. And of course, I worked there 1 year, and I was like a fill-in, and I did like six games. And I got a different play-by-play guy, every week.
Right.
So it was kind of funny. I was working full-time and doing that, and I kind of gave him an ultimatum. I said, you know, I need one play-by-play guy, and I need a full-time schedule. And so they took care of it. They didn't rehire me.
That was one stand that didn't work for you, like the previous one that you did in the fitness business. Oh well.
Yeah, it was great. I had a great experience.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I had a full time job, and I really didn't even think anything about it. I mean, I had fun doing it. So,
Mike, we had fun talking with you, man. This is great stuff. I really appreciate you taking the time, and we look forward to seeing you down the road.
Vic, nice to talk to you, and Cleveland's always got a warm spot in my heart, and I lived there for about 4 or 5 years, even a year or two after I got traded, and it's a great city, and it's a lot like Detroit, like Pittsburgh where I grew up, like Buffalo. You know, these are the people that care about their sports, and they work hard, and they have a great work ethic. So, great talking to you.
Yeah, you hit that right in the head. He is Mike Lucci, former Browns player on our spotlight. Of course, spent his bulk of his career with the Detroit Lions. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
The world of an athlete can be filled with skin problems. Football players are exposed almost every day to the hot sun, chafing winds, frigid temperatures, dry air, and other elements, all of which dry and damage their lips and skin. They can help protect their lips and skin just by smoothing on a little Carmex lip balm and healing lotion. Use Carmex products today to moisturize, protect, and heal. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
You'll find everything you need.
This Saturday, for the first time in over 20 years, two Cleveland football legends are back together again. The great running back duo of Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack carried the ball thousands of yards in tandem for Cleveland. And now they've teamed up again to get the ball rolling at the all-new Mentor Mitsubishi, 8505 Mentor Avenue. Biner and Mack will be taking photos and signing autographs with the best fans in football from 10 a.m. till 12 noon this Saturday. Stop into Mentor Mitsubishi, say hi, and relive some great football memories. It's also your chance to score some savings. If you rush in this Saturday, you'll get a guaranteed minimum $3,500 for your trade towards a brand new Mitsubishi. Plus, special financing on any new 2012 Mitsubishi model. So come meet Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon. And get the details on great deals at Mentor Mitsubishi, the all-new location at 8505 Mentor Avenue. Call 440-534-5000. 440-534-5000. Or
visit MentorMitsubishi.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of the Law Enforce. Ask any police officer what's the best way to catch a criminal, and they'll say video evidence, which is why we've created the Alarm Force Video Relay. See and speak to whoever's at your front door through your cell phone. Plus, all actions are recorded in an archived history. Call today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Cleveland Gladiators football rocks the queue.
Dutton back to throw over the middle. Red touchdown, Cleveland Gladiators.
The Gladiators face the Milwaukee Mustangs Friday, June 29th at 8. Bring the whole family with the Gladiators Family 4-Pack. Get 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, and 4 Gladiators t-shirts starting at just $52. Every Gladiators game includes post-game autographs and the chance to kick field goals on the field presented by EMH Healthcare. Get your Family 4-Pack by calling 216-420-2222 or visit ClevelandGladiators.com.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We take on your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. From Facebook, Andrew says he's really excited to see the Browns' young, talented secondary this year, mentioning T.J. Ward and Eric Hag and Joe Hayden and Dimitri Patterson. I like those names that you listed there, Andrew, as and you put in caps, young. And I think that there's a chance now with Hag's competition to maybe take that safety spot from Osama Young. That's one thing to look at. And the other, of course, being how Dimitri Patterson is going to work out with the Sheldon Brown competition, because you have Sheldon's years of experience. I don't think the Browns want to necessarily give up on that. But you also have to have the speed, the athleticism, all that it takes to be a corner. And nobody gets faster as they get older in this game. So it'll be interesting to see how the whole thing shakes out. But I think there are ways, because it's situational, because offenses present different alignments, right? Different spread formations and so forth, where you're going to, on down and distance, of course, where you're going to use different people. And I think Dimitri becomes one of those guys who could maybe start on the early downs inside, end up outside, if he's not starting all the, you know, if he's not a regular starter. Man Money from Facebook, or excuse me, from Twitter, says, how do I rate the wide receivers? I rate them right now as adequate. Not great, obviously. No one's going to say they're great. Browns wouldn't say they were great after what we saw last year. And something maybe below the good level. I don't think they're awful and have to be complete. The position has to be blown up, as some people, I think, clearly believe. But adequate works for me only because I think adequate becomes good and better than good if what we expect to see at quarterback happens with Brandon Whedon's performance, at running back with Trent Richardson's performance, and all the reasons that have been said pretty much ad nauseum here about why the rest of the offense can help elevate that part of the offense. And I think the group itself is challenging itself to be better. I think the group is challenging. I think the Browns receivers are making a concerted effort, have shown in this offseason a serious mindedness. Now we'll see what these remaining 4 weeks are like. You know, it's a good chunk of time before you see everybody gathered again here in Berea in training camp. What do they look like then? You know, what will be the mindset? What will be the, more than anything, the conditioning and the mindset? Dominic says, I just want to make wild card and this season will be a success. Hey, me too. I'll take anything that includes playoffs. I'll second that one. Rich, apparently an Alabama fan, says Alabama is waiting to see what you do with our treasure, meaning Trent Richardson, no matter what Jim Brown says, Rich says. Very good. And for his part, Trent Richardson has taken that in stride, but he's motivated. He's motivated. You know, for Jim Brown to refer to him as ordinary, the kid has taken it to mean, okay, I got to prove I'm extraordinary, especially to one of the all-time greats. And he knows that. He knows where that's coming from. A respected all-time great player. Terrell from Twitter says, is it in a run division defense, does he see that as a challenge or an opportunity? I think he sees it as an opportunity. You ask him. He's a competitive kid, a tough kid, and he's not cowering down to anybody. I think he looks forward to trying to have his best games against the likes of the Steelers and the Ravens and the Bengals. We want to thank Hanford Dixon and Mitchell Schwartz. Want to thank James Michael Johnson, Danielle Lavelli, Drew Boatner, Mike Lucci, and our great producer, Dave DiNatale. And we ask you to stick around for Cleveland Sports Night with Kenny Rota. And we'll catch you on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.